iPhone is Beth, yes. Oh no.
No, this is Alain.
Oh, so you're on twice.
Yeah, but I closed the other one.
Okay. There you go. Hello, hello.
Just try it with the
Sounds good.
Do you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay,
Yes.
very good. Very good. We are two?
Owner just came in. That's Keith, I
Okay.
think.
Yeah.
Because I'm not familiar with the iPad, I don't see the other one. It's okay. It doesn't matter.
You don't see the other you? Oh, you don't see Keith.
No.
Oh,
The
okay.
other
You can
one.
put it in gallery view or speaker view.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna discover that. It's okay.
It's all good.
Yeah. Oh. I got a question concerning the you see, like I understand all these things, but I cannot say I'm present of this aspect all the time. Is I still have a lot of time. I am a body. No, I'm not. I'm more than that. I'm more than that. But it's back and forth, very, very, very often. And is that going like naturally? That's the believing in the body is going fade away, or
The longer you remain with yourself, with self, that sense of presence, just I, the less likely you are to give yourself away to experiences in the outside world.
okay.
You know, occasionally you may get lost and, okay, you're doing something, all this kind of stuff, and you're like, oh my gosh, like, and then you pause, and that's when mantra. And by now you don't really have to do mantra. You just listen to mantra as it's naturally running as you're breathing. Get yourself in sync, erasing the thoughts slowly, silently, permanently. Oh, so that I am that. And then proceed.
This reflex, it's not already installed, but I thank you for the sharing. Because sometimes it's after half an hour, I just, oh no, you are totally the body there.
Well, you just have to catch yourself, you
Yeah.
know. And the more you catch yourself, the shorter the intervals will be of pretending to be something that you're not and remaining with that you are.
Okay.
Because that you are isn't coming and going. It's just like you're, as Maharaj would say, you're on the stage and you're performing. And you get so caught up in your performance that you believe you're, instead of the actor, you believe you're the character you're acting.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly that. That's
And then
exactly
you have to be like, oh, wait a minute. No. Fuck you. That's
that. Yeah, take the role so seriously. Okay, breathing.
Exactly. And the more you remain with yourself, with self, there won't be any ability for anything to identify or to stick because, like, stick to what? We talk about hanging your hat on a hook. If there's no hook there, there's no hook of I am somebody. This hat does not stay. This hat being whatever concept may be trying to impress at the moment. And you just, okay. But yeah, okay, you got lost in the role. And Now you're like, oh, step back. You listen to the mantra as it's running naturally, because you'll just sense this, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then you just proceed from that point. Okay. You notice that the body is moving naturally. You're not involved in it anymore, and whatever needs to be done is being done, but you're not identifying any longer as a doer, because you're not identified with the flow of thoughts as I'm doing something, or something must be done, or something needs to be done. It's just a spontaneous action.
I'm not there yet. I understand all these things, but the mechanic is strong. The old mechanic is strong, but by sharing and by listening and by reading, by meditating, Dubajan, those things fade away gradually.
Well, in direct experience of your own self, the more you remain with yourself, especially when you sit quietly and you're, okay, this sense of presence, this very, very subtle sense. This sense of presence has been called God, Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, Master, Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
This, okay. And the entire world is projected on this. This is formless. This is my own self. The world is projected on this. So anything that goes on in the world, I'm actually removed from, because presence has appeared to you. So if presence has appeared to you, whatever is appearing on presence is like so far down the road.
It is the strength of the identification.
Yeah, you need like reverse GPS. You know, it's like, okay, to selfless self, selfless self. Okay, reverse, 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 reverse. Okay, yes, yes, yes. We drive out of the world into the presence. Okay, now we're in the sense of presence, and then we recede even behind the sense of presence, because we're knowing this sense of presence. Okay. You have arrived at your destination.
Yeah, that's correct. That's exactly that. Thank you very much for sharing that.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Very appreciated. You just start to read the Master of Self-Realization, the book.
Did I just start to read it?
No, I just started.
Oh, you just started? Okay, good, good.
Yeah. And there's no French version, so I do it with Google Translator.
Yeah, right, right. Yes.
And that's good, because it's forced me to go away very slow.
Yeah, that's good.
Integrate, percolate all the, because it's very powerful. One phrase, you stop. Okay, stop. Just digest.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've been reading about two pages a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's good. But don't contemplate what you're reading. Just know that it's inviting the attention of the invisible listener. That sense of presence should be very strong as you're reading these books, because presence was the author of the book, and presence was the speaker of the author that wrote this stuff in the book. So there's a reflection and a recognition. And that's when Maharaj says, read the reader. But don't read it and be like, okay, like he talks about all the bodies and this body and the casual body and the great causal body and all this kind of stuff. But it's all to get rid of this concept of the body, because you can't find I in the physical body, in the mental body, in the great causal body, in the super universal body. And that whole thing is just so you'll basically cease this search for I, because you are that. Just like Das Bodh, every time Das Bodh chapter opens up, it says the listener had these doubts, and then at the end it's like these doubts are now cleared. So, and it's just explanation, basically backtracking the wrong thinking and the wrong concepts that have been impressed. And now, okay, these concepts have been removed. And then the next chapter is, oh, the listener had these doubts. And it's continuous clearing. Because every doubt is just, every question and doubt is just, you don't know yourself. Or even if you know yourself, let's say in meditation, you say, oh, this is what Maharaj has talked about, this amazing sense of presence. That's it. This, so that I. And then you look and, oh, wait a minute. Okay, this concept and that concept. So yes, I'm this I, but there's still these things that need to be removed. So you just have to, it's a selfless self-investigating in self by removing all the things that you are not, without going through the whole list of neti-neti. Like you sit there and you say, okay, I am not this computer. I am not this mouse. I am not this mouse pad. That would take 100 million years. And even this mind, very tricky, because you're believing, here you are egoistically saying, I'm not this, I'm not that. Then the mind will be like, well, but the body, how do we know we're not the body? And how do I know absolutely that I'm not the, you know, it's like, and I can identify with this a little bit, because as I started to feel the sense of presence, there was like thought still, and especially I went to other people who were like, quote, on a spiritual path, and they were like, no, it's not that. You know, you're supposed to be looking for the chakras and this and that. And I went out and bought the beads, because the beads, the red rocks beads, were supposed to amplify the presence, all these sort of things. And you're constantly giving yourself exercises, because it's like you're powering this mind, and the mind is just going to produce thoughts like a, you know, like it's shooting cards all day long, just okay, no problem. Or peeling potatoes, even worse, a whole pile of potatoes, and the mind is just like, yeah, let's go, come on now, as long as you give me the energy, we'll think of stuff to think about. Mm-hmm. And that's why when Maharaj was like, okay, you are not body, we're not body, you're not going to remain the body. The mantra is to remove the concept that you are a body. It's one thorn that removes the other thorn. It's going to slowly, silently, and permanently erase all concepts. Then, oh, Maharaj, but my mind is still kind of churning and this and that. Okay, let the mind be. Disregard that, you remain with your selfless self. And it started to unwind. And then when coming back to America, when people were like, oh no, that's not it, you know, or a lot of my friends were like, why can't you just go to church like a normal guy? You know what I mean? Why are you like traveling to India and doing all this stuff? Why can't you just be normal and go to church? And yet, having had the experience and knowing my own self, I knew the only thing that it takes now is to remain with myself. And as Maharaj says, the tenants will be noisy trying to leave. So there will be many things out there that will grab or desire my attention. And I just keep that attention inward. And when I do get lost, we use the reverse GPS, like we talked about. Or when they talk about the chariot, how you're riding in the chariot, the horses, you have to pull them, because if you're just like, okay, just go where you like, and then suddenly you don't like where they're going, you're in trouble. Now you have to like run and grab the, and try to get the horses back. So this wandering mind, you're not so interested in this. Your main thing is, I just want to remain with myself. Even in times of stress, times of waiting, times of whatever, no. This is an opportunity to know myself. As Maharaj says, it's a golden opportunity. I'm stuck in traffic. This is a golden opportunity to remain with my selfless self. Hello there. We haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. How are you?
Sorry, I'm muted because we've got the TV going here.
Okay, okay. No worries. Just wanted to say welcome.
When you talk about the mantra running in the background, are you talking about the words of the mantra actually kind of running in the background, or kind of a wordless thing?
Well, you know, the mantra is the in-breath and out-breath, so you can listen to it. Because at first you thought you were the doer of the mantra, like that you're going to sit down and do this mantra.
Yeah.
But now this mantra is kind of running, because it's like it's constantly running. You've been doing it, so to speak, when you thought yourself a doer. Now you're just listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the invisible listener that's listening to the mantra running through the body. No deed, no doer. And just remaining with yourself as self. As Maharaj says, you're inviting the attention of the invisible listener. Oh, so that I am that. Invisible, anonymous, unidentified identity, that you are.
Because I do get that. I understand. So it is kind of like the words are subtly or kind of low level in the background. But then there's other times when it seems like I'm fairly established in just presence, and
absolutely,
no words are even there anymore.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I wasn't sure what you meant, whether you meant the wordless or, well, there's still some words in some in kind of in the background.
Well, again, established in presence, you'll listen to speaking, but not identify as a speaker. There'll be actions being performed, but you won't identify as an actor or a doer. There may even be thoughts, but you won't identify them as I am thinking these thoughts. Because as you said, you're remaining with your selfless self, remaining with that just I, that very subtle sense of presence. So it erases this concept of doership, the concept of seer or things to be seen, the concept of every concept, even bodily pain. If you're really established in your own self, you'll see it as, oh, there's some pain, but you'll be somehow distanced from it. Up to and including as you walk outside and the wind hits you, there's going to be a subtle knowingness that I'm not touched by this wind. The same as if the wind was blowing against my house. There's nothing actually touching me. I'm not getting wet. I'm unmoving, even though the body appears to be moving. Because you are formless. And remaining with presence, the body is an appearance within the presence that you are. You're no longer so caught up with it. And that's why you know if this body can no longer sustain the essence, all this whole world is within your spontaneous presence. So it's only because of identification with a certain body that you feel like something's happening to you, but nothing's happening to you. Just like a dreamer identifying with a certain body in his dream, that they're swimming. But they could also be the dog running around outside. They are, because who else would it be? The people playing frisbee, and the trees, and the grass. So even in your dream, if one of these little dream bodies drops, there's a bunch of other activity going on, because this formlessness that you are, in which this dream is created, is ongoing. It's, we don't want to say eternal, because you're outside of the concept of time. Time was born within the bubble of illusion with the creation of duality, I and something else. Without I and something else, where's time? And how can it even be measured? Where's space? As you stabilize in the presence, that is the only thing that is directly known. And then you understand that presence is just the knowledge of existence.
I suppose it's sort of like what formerly was in the foreground goes into the background, kind of.
There's no foreground or background, because again, if you're stabilized in the presence, that means that that's the only thing in your awareness. That's the only thing as an object, basically. Presence, formless presence has become an object, and you understand this as knowledge now, basically.
It's knowing itself, being.
Because you're the knower of this presence. And when all you know is presence, then that's where you get in these things they call samadhi, nirvikalpa samadhi, all these sort of things, because you're just knowing presence. So all the appearances on presence are no longer known as anything separate and apart from presence.
It can seem like there's a flow going on there.
Well, presence is the first concept. Mm-hmm. I exist. The knowledge of existence, the knowledge of presence. The knower is formless. Conceptually understanding itself as a form, but now it's just pure knowledge. The knowingness, knowing nothing other than I exist. There's no longer a John that knows an apartment, or a John that knows a car, or a John that knows a world. There is knowing of presence. And then sort of seeing just scenes appearing and disappearing and doing these things and all of this, but no claiming of doership, because all you know is presence.
What about the feeling aspect of it?
Because you're holding this body, it's beautiful, actually. This body, you're dipping your cup in the nectar of immortality. Selfless self-intoxication, if you like. You're knowing presence. And you know nothing other than presence.
So feeling is knowing, and they're kind of the same.
Well, you can feel because the body form is available as an instrument. Just like we can see these images because this computer is here and available. The instrument of the computer allows the images to appear or disappear. And the instrument of this body allows for this subtle knowing of the sense of presence. The only thing that's a little bit off is when you identify yourself with the body, and the body is then knowing presence. No, you, the formlessness that you are, is knowing presence due to the instrument of the body. But you are not identified with any part of that. You're not identified with the knowledge. You're not identified with the presence. You're not identified with the body. You're formlessly knowing all of these. While the body's available, you'll know the sense of presence. Now that's all you know. Well, I know this presence. I can say this presence is myself because that's really all I know. Mm-hmm. And because of this knowledge of presence, an entire world has appeared. Because this subject-object duality, oh, I'm this and that's this, and I'm here and it's over there, and there's space because I can feel space, I can see sky, and all these sort of things because now this concept of duality. But you, the you that you are, the only knowing is presence. The knowledge of existence. Now we're so deep away from birth and death and all these silly concepts, because your first knowing, your first and only concept is the knowledge of existence. And due to this knowledge of existence, the concept of duality is born. I know myself.
You can't really find another existence outside of existence. And, I was thinking how the mind sort of mirrors presence in some kind of form, and then I tend to think I can think that the mirror image is actually what's real.
Well, but again, your only knowledge is presence. And then where's even mind? Because, okay, your only knowledge is presence. The only thing that you know is presence. In your awareness is presence. Then on presence is space. Within that space is a body. Within that body is the concept of all the five elemental goo getting together. And then, as Maharaj says, the instruments that come along with the body, mind, ego, intellect, but these are, we've now gone presence to the space, to the five elements, to the body, to the mind, ego, intellect that came along with the body. And if we use our reverse GPS, it just says, okay, leaving mind, ego, intellect, leaving body, leaving space, leaving any concept of birth, death, mortality, immortality, eternal
words,
leaving words, exactly, leaving the knowledge of existence, you have arrived at your destination. Where all experience ends, there you are.
Yes, it feels different in different times, though. Sometimes it can feel like almost like a numbness is appearing, or other times it feels like a flow.
Well, because things other than presence are in your awareness. And that just means, oh, look at that. As we were talking before, you're pretending, you're the actor on the stage saying the lines, but you got caught up in the role and you truly started to believe that you're Superman. Like Christopher, not Christopher Reeves. Who was the guy, the guy in the 50s who actually believed he was Superman and tried to jump off a building and like kill himself? You're involved in the role. You truly believe you're Superman. But no, you're the actor. The role is Superman. You have none of the attributes of Superman. Except for the special effects and all that kind of stuff and the little wires, that you are just the actor. So, in similarly, no, you're just presence. If it seems that other things are there or other things are in your awareness, no, no, no. It's only because you're getting caught up in the role of being somebody. And you're not somebody. You're nobody. You're everybody. You're nothing. You're everything. Because you're something that appears within nothing and goes back to nothing. That never was anything. It only had the appearance for a time of something.
That time was now.
Well, we're outside of time again. See, we're starting to talk and getting further and further into the illusion. We just have to use our reverse GPS. These concepts came along with the body. I'm not body. Body is a lump of five elemental goo. The five elemental goo came from the space, and the knowledge of existence is how this space was created through the concept of duality. And now, once again, okay, awareness on the sense of presence, just the knowledge of existence, just I exist. And then we leave that town, and we've arrived at our destination. If you want to do it faster, instead of driving in the GPS, you can say you backflip into your own selfless self. You're out here, and then suddenly you're like, okay, nope, just remain with myself. The only knowledge is the knowledge of existence, the sense of presence. That's all in your awareness. And you can operate quite nicely in the world because, quite frankly, that's what you're doing right now. Except you are kind of getting lost in the role. You believe yourself to be Superman rather than just the actor that's doing a very good job playing the role of Superman.
It does seem like certain kind of words draw me into the sense of being an individual. Other words, you know, like the words you're expressing, maybe it's the way you're expressing them, can draw you away out of that too.
Yeah, just know you're prior to words. Before a word forms, you're behind that. You're providing the energy for this word to actually appear out of nothing, before it's even spoken or before it even runs through mind as a thought. That's why you could say the silence, and you're under the silence because silence can be known. And when the silence is broken, the word starts to form. First through the mental concept of the word and then through the speaking. But you're behind the silence prior to the word forming, because silence can be known.
Would you say sometime, well, a clean break is what a clean break from all experience can happen. Sometimes it seems like that.
Well, again, when your only knowledge is the knowledge of existence, the sense of presence, just I, then nothing else is known. And anything that's known other than existence, you know, has appeared on that sense of presence and can be discarded. And yet you can do your job, do your duties, and only have a presence in your awareness. Spontaneous action in the moment. Somebody emails you and says, hey, Keith, I need you to do XYZ. Okay, you look, you do XYZ, your email XYZ is done. That's it. You probably do that right now 100 times a day in your daily routine life. You just don't take the touch of being a doer, doing things, wanting credit, or worse, being like, oh, I made a mistake, I'm so terrible. Because now the sense of doership is impressed as I'm doing something good or bad. And then this egoistic thinking is identified with again. But if you remain with yourself with self, the only thing you know is the knowledge of existence. And you're formless. Presence is formless, and you are formless. And presence becomes an object in your awareness because now you know this is the only knowledge there is. I exist. I don't know what I exist as anymore because I have to go beyond the sense of existence, beyond presence, to project the space, to project the five elements, to project the lump of goo, to project this mind, and then identify with the thoughts. Why? Presence is the doorway between reality, your own self, and all the illusion. Don't go through the door. Remain with your selfless self. Yeah. Don't identify, don't get caught up in the role. Just like an actor, they say, oh, it was a very great show. Good, good, good. Hey, would you like to take on the role of being a priest in the next play? Oh, but I was Superman in this one. No, no, no. I think like I'll wait for a Superman role again. No, no, no. You go to the next role. It's like, okay, well, that's it. The next scene comes. Okay, next scene. Next scene. Maharaj says, like, the entire world is a big auditorium. You leave. That's it. Looks like we have less than a minute left. Jai Guru.
Jai Guru.